Report, campaign to recall New Orleans Democrat mayor has enough signatures, you are about to be fired. By Amy Furr on February 26, 2023. A group working to recall New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, D, has reportedly collected the signatures needed to put her second term at risk. The news coming as the city endures rampant crime. Right now our mayor doesn't love New Orleans, so the citizens and the residents stood up. We're taking our city back, and we're gonna save New Orleans. Vice Chair of the No LaToya recall campaign, Eileen Carter, told Fox News this week. In August, the petition was filed by Carter and Belton Nooney Man Baptiste. Then it was confirmed by the Louisiana Secretary of State's office, Breitbart News reported at the time. On Wednesday, the organizers gave the petition with signatures to the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters office. They reportedly gathered over 50,000 signatures, and claimed they exceeded that number. Video footage shows the group moving boxes full of signatures out of a van. And Carter, who used to work in the mayor's social media department, said organizers had long been playing a game of strategy. They thought we were just some residents who don't know anything. But we stand here today, and so we ask you to trust us. And to continue on this, she commented during a recent news conference. Meanwhile, Baptiste told Fox, Mayor LaToya, it ain't that we hate you. You didn't do your job, and you're about to be fired. New Orleans was recently called the nation's murder capital as homicides peaked to numbers not seen in years, according to NBC News. Homicides surged to almost 250 by mid-December of 2022 in the Democrat mayor's city, Breitbart News reported. Carter, who has accused the mayor's office of keeping the recall campaign from hosting an event at a local restaurant, said people are tired of living under that kind of oppression. She also told Fox the recall effort is made up of people with different political views, noting that when there is common ground, things move forward. We're showing the difference of how government can work for the people with the people, Carter stated. Per the Fox report, state law says there are 20 days for the voter's office to verify the signatures before announcing what happens next. But organizers are optimistic and confident the governor will grant approval for a special election.